I have your attention, please. The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Whether you're new to sales or a lifetime veteran, the Black Belt Sales Podcast will sharpen your sword and guide you to master the art of sales. And now, here's your host, the ninja himself, Gene Slade.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Black Belt Sales Podcast. I'm Gene Slade, your host, and in the studio with me over here today is Don Johnson. Good morning, Don. Good to talk to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
I've got to make him work so that we can set up one of those, you know, tax deferred or tax free accounts for him.
I see Maverick there leading the show. So awesome. Good to be here. Thanks for putting this together.
You go see Mommy? All right. I'll see you in a little bit. Bring your ring. So, guys, today we're talking about the price objection. And I'll tell you, when I travel the country, Don, and I'm sure that you see this too, and I give a comfort advisor or a selling technician a price objection, and I ask them why I should do business with them. Usually I got to ask them, why should I do business with you, right? Because I give them a price objection, and they just start to hand me different things that the company does. Features really of their company, and that doesn't make an emotional connection with the client. Can you say more about that, Don?
Yes. Too many of our, you know, the guys out there think they have to be the low price to get the job. So when their company won't be the low price guy or doesn't allow them to set that job price down, they struggle. And then they start trying to come up with, you know, we've been in business for X number of years, or we're licensed and things of that nature. And those, you know, those are the start of it, but they don't tell the whole story. Those are the features. They don't tell us why that matters at all to the customer. So you have to get down to what's in it for them, not what is it about you. You know, we've been in business 20 years. That's all about us. Why does that matter? So you got to put it into their terms.
Yeah, my favorite one is, well, we do a good quality job. Like, who's not going to say that?
Yes.
I mean, that's it's about as amateurish as we could be in defending our price. And that's really what it boils down to.
I've been in your shop yet that they say we do the worst work in town. You know, our work is crazy. It's hilarious that is heard everywhere, that they say we do the best work of any of our guys, right? That nobody ever says they do the worst work, and that's why we're so cheap. They just, you know, what clients expect. And if everybody's saying it, it becomes meaningless at that point. You're no more than everybody else.
So as an example, then, when you said we've been in business for 20 years, that is the feature, guys, that doesn't tie to any emotion or any meaning for the client. Everything you say, the client actually makes it mean something. And if you don't tell them what it means to them or why it's important to them that you've been in business for 20 years, then there's no connection. There's no, you're for lack of better terms, Don, you're peeing in the wind. Right. And you're going to get wet. It's not a good thing.
So everybody gets that on their shoes when you get into a pissing contest. Isn't that the way that goes? No one ever wins that kind of situation. So
you would be better, guys, to say we've been in business for 20 years, which means that we know the codes, the climates, the construction of the homes in the area. We know what works and what doesn't. So your job is not going to be a testing ground or a training laboratory. It's going to get done right the first time, which is going to save you time and money. Now, the real benefits are what? Saving them what?
Time and money. You know, that is the real benefit there. It's the emotional benefit as well.
Yeah. So, guys, if you're watching this, we're going to unpack some of this stuff for you. But if you're watching this live, will you please put live down in the comments for me? And if you're watching it on a replay, please just put replay in the comments. It does make a difference for us when you do that. And so if you appreciate us bringing you this content, you wouldn't mind doing that for us. It'd mean the world to us. So thank you in advance. So, Don, when we hold our sales classes or we hold the mastermind, the next one that's coming up is May 29th through June 2nd in the Grand Hala Mansion in Orlando. We talk about hot buttons. Sorry, I'm looking down at my paper here. We talk about hot buttons, and we train on how to attach different hot buttons, time and money, were the first two we just discussed, back to the feature that you're saying your company provides. So, Don, what are the – I'm sure there's more, but – normally, we talk about six of these hot buttons, things that people get emotional about. So what were those six things that we tie all of the features to a benefit back to?
Right. Health, money, time, convenience or inconvenience, safety. And then the environment, what is the green thing to do? Now, I agree that the environment and the green thing is a little less of a hot button unless you hit that right client, that certain client's stream. Okay. So, yeah.
And you want to pay attention while you're out there at the job, right? Just to, what would be some things that would show me that somebody might care about the environment?
Solar on their home is certainly someone's not going to invest in that unless they were a little more electric vehicles. I certainly think that's an indication. More energy efficient.
Definitely a
Prius in the drive. Some of that kind of stuff can be that way. And be careful not to make fun of their Prius, because just because you wouldn't drive a Prius doesn't mean that other people don't love their car, right? I'm sorry, you can only afford the Prius is not a very good compliment.
Don't lead with that.
Don't lead with that. That's exactly right. So what's in it for them is what is it from their viewpoint is often what we miss in the from salespeople. We think of it from our own viewpoint. We shop out of our own wallet. We would think what is important to me would be important to them. And several of those hot buttons are going to hit me more than they might hit Gene, or again might hit someone else. They're very, very different, right? We had Maverick on there, and safety becomes a huge item when you have your children and the conversations become about your children, right?
Oh, yeah.
So safety can resonate a lot more with certain families, females, anything, when you look at it that way, health, money, time, convenience, safety, environment. If we can find a way to hit on all of them until we notice that they connect better with one versus the other, then we'll know which one to stay with, if that makes sense. And how, Gene, how would we be able to figure that out, that someone resonates or connects, or it is their hot button? What things should we be looking for?
So body language is the first thing that I'm thinking, right? And unfortunately, most of the salespeople out there don't have a real pre-planned presentation. It's not something that they're kind of like winging it or making up it as they go. If you have a pre-planned presentation, you can go on autopilot, then you're able to start seeing the body language change. What specifically about body language are you thinking about, Don?
Well, when people warm up to you, they kind of lean in a little bit more. They tend to be that something's connecting. When they're cold and back, that kind of pushes you away. That's old school, and I know that's not necessarily like just automatic for it, but we've talked about the ones where you see it in their eyes. Literally,
yeah,
pupils dilate and things of that nature. We can see it in their eyes and the way they wear their facial expressions. So it is a lot of body language, but that's not necessarily to say the way they stand. It could be just the facial expressions. It could be all of those items that really let you know that you are talking about something that's meaningful to them.
The pupil dilation is one of my favorites, Don, but it only happens when we're talking about what their new life's going to look like or what they're going to get out of what they're purchasing. Tell us what's happening in the brain when you see pupil dilation, and why should we be paying attention to that?
Well, it's you know, the chemicals, the endorphins and things in the brain that are being released, that it's an excitement. It's things, you know, again, they're getting excited about it. It's a wonderful, overwhelming, warm feeling to the body almost, or so, where people will say that that is that situation. And the pupil dilation is one of those things we see. It is harder to really notice. If you're thinking internally and looking internally and always worried about yourself, it's very hard to notice that. So you have to kind of move outside of yourself. You have to kind of almost have that out of body experience where you're on autopilot and you're just so in tune and noticing what they're doing and saying and feeling. You really do have to worry about them more than you worry about me before you'll ever see it.
It took me a couple of years to get my skill level and my presentations planned out enough to be able to go on autopilot. But I remember the exact call that I was on when I had that out of body type of experience where the words were just coming out of my mouth and all of a sudden other things around the room started to light up. You know what I mean? I could see those facial expressions that you're talking about. I could see the head nodding now, right? I could start to see some of the buying signs. And just so you guys know, if you ever do get pupil dilation from a customer, that means that they are feeling good. And people tend to buy when they feel good. So you might consider wrapping your presentation up and asking them, does all of this look good to you? Does all of this sound good to you? Whichever. We could go deeper into which one of those you would want to ask depending on the situation, but that's for another show. But I would stop. If I saw pupil dilation, I know a customer is feeling good. I'm probably going to stop and go, all this looks good, and you want me to take care of it for you? Initial here, and I'll take care of it, right? I'm going to close pretty quickly there.
And you want me to take care of it for you. It wasn't a question. It was a statement. That was very good. That you might have missed that, but and you want me to take care of that for you. Your confidence, you're assuming the sale. You're not being pushy, because a lot of people, I don't want to push them into it, but don't beg them for the order. You have to just tell them, and you want me to go ahead and take care. You want me to go ahead and get you on the schedule to take care of this for you. So,
and you have to listen to the tone and inflection there, right? Mm-hmm. Because if the tone goes down at the end, I seem certain, but if it goes up at the end, uncertain. And do you want to buy from people that are uncertain?
So that is, again, that's a great call to action. It doesn't even sound like one. It's not even asking for the order, but it is. It's asking for the order in the way that you're just assuming the sale. And you want me to go ahead and take care of this while I'm here today. I love the word today as well, and sneak it in, if you can call it that. It should be scripted in, but the word today implies immediate action. And you want me to go ahead and take care of that while I'm here today. A lot of contractors have to leave, have to come back multiple days. Things become frustrating for the client. And again, inconvenience, one of the hot buttons we just mentioned, inconvenience. When you are going to take care of something quickly and today, let them know. Because sometimes people agree just with the thoughts that this can be over with today, I'll go ahead and do it. If you tell me this project is going to stretch out. It's going to stretch out. You're going to go and you're going to call me, and then I've got to worry about what day to come back, and I'm going to take another day off work, and I've got, you know, coordinate the kids and the schedule and everything else. Now I'll put off doing stuff that I might should have done just because you'd made it inconvenient to buy from you. So if you're going to do it today, make sure you let people know today, and you want me to take care of that while I'm here for you today. You can do it today.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. How many times do we hear that? You can do it today?
Yeah. We know it. We believe it. That's our job. I mean, we carry the stuff on the truck because we know we're going to take care of it. The clients don't know that, right? Because too many contractors have said, great, give me the money. I'll go get the parts. Yeah. I'll be back someday. And when someday, yeah. you know, occurs, it will be the most inconvenient day of your life. That's the day I want to do it. And yeah. people, that's what happens. So when it's not, is that something you would like, you know, for me to do for you while I'm here today is a great way to sneak that in on, are you about to put together choices, right? You're about to put together some plans and you want me to take care of that while I'm here today is the close. It's crazy how that's a close when it's really not in the traditional sense, but it gets them to really ask a question. And I like to, you know, if you're pushing prices on people, you're being a pushy salesman. But if they're asking you for the price, it changes the dynamic a little bit. And you want me to go ahead and take care of that while I'm here today, most likely will be followed by, well, what's that cost? Because you shouldn't have given them the price yet in a lot of cases, right? You've just talked about fixing the problem at that point. So back to price objection a little bit. Sometimes price objection can occur, kind of tie that back in, because we're out pushing prices before we've ever talked about a problem they need to solve, right? You need a new water heater. You need a Breathe Easy package. You need this, and it's $2,000. Well, you're going to get the price objection when you're just pushing prices on people a lot more than when they come to the conclusion that, crap, I got to replace my water heater today. Didn't want to, but yeah, I see now why I've got to go ahead and do it. How much does a new water heater cost? When they ask you that, they're not debating whether they should call someone else and get an opinion about a new water heater or not. They just want the new water heater. So,
man, I hope you guys are paying attention, because what Don's talking about, and I'm just going to try to put it in as simple words as I can. Too many people are out there trying to sell stuff to clients that don't want what they're selling. So what Don's talking about is that there has to be a need established. What we're getting ready to go over with you on how to handle the price objection will not work if a client doesn't want to get rid of the problem that they have or experience something better in the future. So there's no substitute for establishing a need with a client and getting them to come to their own conclusion that something needs to be done. And Don is 100% on it. When they're asking you, well, what do we do about this? Or how much is all this going to cost? That's when you know that they've turned a corner and they believe there's a problem. Once they believe there's a problem, things tend to happen a lot easier. But Don, let's get into let's maybe share 5 or 6 features and benefits with them that tie to these different hot buttons so that they can see what we're talking about. And I'm so excited about the people that came to the last Mansion Experience and that are in our mastermind where we do coaching twice a week. The success right. stories that we're getting, we've had so many people join lately, but the successes that we're getting on this topic in particular from people that thought there's no way in the world that we can sell for these prices. Right? Or most people are not going to buy from us because they didn't have these techniques, these tactics down. The successes that we're seeing are incredible. And Don and I take guys that are doing $1 million, $1.5 million, $2 million. And we literally add $1 million or more in revenue to their run rate within 2 to 4 weeks. So if that sounds like something that you guys want, you got to make it out to the next Mansion event at the end of May. So Don, what is a feature and benefit? We already did the been in business for X number of years. You guys can rewind the tape. Right. That incorporated time and money into it. Give me maybe 1 or 2 others that we could look at that would incorporate saving time and money.
Well, we do in-house training. In-house training makes us more efficient. And we pass those savings on to you. So that is money. That is the idea of money. In-house training. So what? You know, I'm going to hire someone who's knowledgeable. The perception is, well, I wouldn't hire, you know, everybody I've come out here is licensed, or, you know, they have a license, don't they? So the perception that everybody can say that, but in-house training makes us more efficient and we pass those savings on to you. So that gets it back to the money for it real quick.
You could also say about that feature and benefit that we do in-house training, which helps us to prevent making comfort robbing, energy wasting mistakes on the installation. I mean, that there's another way that you could go with that too. So what about safety?
Well, I love the, we're in well-marked vehicles, you know, not those creepy mystery vans. So well-marked vehicles are, you're going to know who's coming to your home. You're going to know who's knocking on your door. Your neighbors are going to know. You're going to feel safe knowing who's coming in and out of your home with well-marked vehicles.
You got another safety one that you could just pull off the top of your brain?
It's that one.
When we're not doing them in order, it makes it a little bit more difficult.
It does to figure that out. You're right. So what is another safety concern for it?
We pull permits.
Yeah.
So that you get a third party inspection to make sure that everything is safe for you and your family. That would be one.
Sure.
What about convenience? How about prioritizing warranty calls?
Certainly. Yeah, so you're not just waiting or, you know, having to only get your system serviced during the weekday, or a lot of clients will not, you know, a lot of contractors will not do warranty work on weekends or after hours because of the overtime rate. So we prioritize ours where you get front of the line service and you get taken care of. When you're with us, you are a prioritized service.
I love incorporating something like a speed pass from an amusement park into that one. So I'll typically say we prioritize warranty calls. Most companies only run warranty calls Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. But when you do business with us, you get a speed pass to the front of the line and you get service right away. And people just love that. I watched the pupils dilate like you were talking about earlier.
Speed pass is a very cool phrase. People relate well with that. Nobody likes waiting in line because now speed pass is inconvenience. You know, without a speed pass, you're inconveniencing them. Convenience with that comes back in and ties in with speed pass.
So guys, we've given you kind of some examples of the feature. You know, for instance, we prioritize warranty calls. That's a feature. But if you don't say the rest of it, the client doesn't make the emotional connection, right? We prioritize warranty calls. Most companies only run warranty calls Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. But when you do business with Freedom, which was your old company, you get a speed pass and you get service right away. I mean, people love that. So real quick, you've got to take these features and benefits and you've got to have like at least a dozen of them ready to go. Because when somebody gives you a price objection, you got to get permission to give them the features and benefits. And you don't say, can I have permission to give you the features and benefits of our company, right? You say something like, would you like to know why more people in this area choose us for this type of work, regardless of any difference in price? That's confidence. And when you come off confident like that, people are going to be curious. They're going to be like, yeah, I really would like to know why people choose you for this type of work, you know, regardless of a $5,000 difference in price. Now right. You've just gotten permission to share those features and benefits. And here's the key, guys. Are you ready? Have at least a dozen of them ready to go. If you need the features and benefits, reach out to me. Put features and benefits in the comments and I can schedule a time to go over some more of this stuff with you. But if you really, right. really want to get it down, come to the next Mansion event at the end of May. If you want more information on that, put Mansion down in the comments. And just real quick, if you're watching this live, will you please put live in the comments? And if you are watching it on a replay, will you put replay in the comments for me? If you want more information about that mansion, you can also text me at 239-848-6533. 239-848-6533. So once you get permission, go ahead, Don.
Well, a lot of companies are like, well, we're coming into season. I think you called it the drunken monkey season right now. We're coming into season and owners and comfort advisors and everybody, I can't afford to take off 3 days to come increase my sales by $1 million, which is kind of asinine that somebody could say that. But, you know, that's what goes to their head. I can't afford to take off 3 days so that I can do an extra $1 million this year. But stupid. We hear it.
Yeah, if you're thinking that way, guys, that's stinking thinking.
Yeah. I can't afford to train because I'm too busy right now. And I'll miss three sales if I train, but I'll get an extra 30 the rest of this year, or 100 maybe, but an extra 30 sales, 50 sales for the rest of this year. But we're coming into that. So there's a couple of other ways that you can get exposure to all this training. And that is Gene, myself, come on site, train all your comfort advisors, all of your staff in 1 week, and get this, get you at that next level. Certainly joining the mastermind, it's a 1 hour on Tuesday, 1 hour on Thursday, where it's group setting, but one-on-one training, where we have a conversation with an individual about their specific success or failure and work through it. And everyone else learns from it. Some people enjoy that more than they really want their own to be discussed, because they know they have that same problem. They just aren't necessarily want to get out of the stands and play the game.
You guys know who you were. You sat in the back of the classroom.
The back row of the training room fills up first. Typically, it's very funny when I'd have training class, and I rearranged my training class so there was just one front row as a big arch, so that I could say there is no front row. There's just one back row. Everybody's on the back row today. So that way you can feel comfortable. but yes, come to class, get on the mastermind, or have Gene, have myself come out. The company you just trained, that you went on site with, the success that we're hearing out of it, just phenomenal, blowing your mind. The three duck systems on Friday was just like, and it was almost mentioned person. Like, yeah, one person, three duck system on three maintenance calls. So I think you told us $30,000+ on Friday. And it was almost like, I'm sorry, I didn't do more, Gene. I only did $34,000 on Friday. And Olin, you know who we're talking about. Congrats. With my gosh, your success. I'm smiling from ear to ear every time I hear those, because you're so humble about it. But my gosh, those are some success stories that just blow me away. They're awesome.
Yeah, and between you and I think he was doing about $1 million or so. I've got it in my notes here, but before we showed up, I think he was around 20 a week, and now he's just blowing that out of the water, just blowing it out of the water. William had $100,000 week last week. We see $100,000 days all the time. I mean, William, it's phenomenal to see incredible. What happens when people actually implement.
And I will say about William, congrats, William. I love it. He is taking it so much that he's turned around and started teaching it in his company. And you really do not know it well, until you have to teach it. Once you start having to teach it, your level of knowledge, you have to put it into yourself so much higher. And I think I see that happening with him. His success is going up because he's teaching others. And that is incredible that he's doing that. That's a very fortunate company to have him there, and the other guys in there are reaping the benefit of him learning the information and reteaching it to them.
I think that I'm not sure if it was him or somebody else that said that they went 100% closing ratio last week. And we constantly talk about that too. Zero tickets will kill your mojo. Right. So we work really hard to make sure that every single job we go on, that the client's involved with us, because we don't get to help them unless there is some sort of transaction. You know,
our happiest clients are the ones that typically buy from us. And our biggest complaints were the people who never did any business with us. It's crazy. Why? How do you have the rights to leave a bad review when you never built, you never really experienced our service? You probably got upset over a price, but typically the happiest clients are the ones that do business with us, because we deliver service. All of you guys take pride in your work. Most of the technicians out there really do a great job. It's the small really bad apples that, that can create a, you know, again, a bad reputation for our industry, where the majority of the guys we work with really love doing good quality work. They just need the help to make sure the customer agrees with them to go ahead with it today. So we should probably recap. Yeah, I was about to say, we've been on this for a little bit. Probably the most critical item is asking permission before you just puke a bunch of information on them.
Huge. It's huge.
Would you like to know why more people choose us regardless of any difference in price? And if they've quoted you a price, would you like to know why more people go with us to install their comfort system even when we're $5,000 more expensive than somebody their neighbor used? You can customize this thing to fit the exact reason they gave you. But without having that, you can have this first structure. Would you like to know why more people choose us despite any difference in price? That's a blanket statement. It'll work everywhere, but you are allowed to customize it if you're working in a special situation. My neighbor got one $5,000 cheaper. Now I'll customize it to that. So that is the critical part. Getting it started is asking permission. It becomes their idea to listen versus you just talking and them going on a resin trip, as we joke. Yeah. They just go out on a.
You got to come to the class for that story.
Their mind wandering and they quit listening to you. So go get 10 features of your company that make you special, right? And make you special might be the wrong statement here. Get 10 features that you're good at. Because even if they're identical to your competitors, if the competitors don't explain it with the benefits, you now are different, right? So they can be the same. You go, we're not any different than anybody else down the road. But you can be if you explain it better. So go get 10. Ask permission. Go get 10 features. Why does that matter to them? Build that out and then explain that in a reason that it becomes a benefit to them. And it will hit health, money, time, convenience, safety, or it's environmentally friendly. It will hit one of those hot buttons.
And if you're like me and that sounds like a hell of a lot of work to do and you don't want to do that, again, you can always come into our training. We've got 30 plus of these features and benefits that will meet up with what most of you out there, if you're a best practices company, will be doing for your clients. So the work is already done for you. If you don't want to do it and you don't want to spend the time, just come to one of our classes or get into the mastermind and you'll have access to all of that. So Don, can I recap real quick? So you're getting permission to provide the features and benefits. You've got 10 or so features and benefits ready to go to give the client. Then if they don't stop you, which they normally will, this is what we're hearing for our participants. I tell them normally around 7 or 8 features and benefits, people stop you and they go, hey, we can see the difference. Let's go with you. They literally will stop you and choose to buy half the time. If you can get through those 10 features and benefits, or if you do get through them, you need something called a trial close. And essentially you're almost repeating what you said in the beginning when you got permission. And it goes something like this. Can you see now why more people choose us for this type of work, regardless of any difference in price? And if they say yes, it's time to close. You want to say something like, and you want me to go ahead and take care of it for you today? We're full circle now, aren't we?
Yes. And you want me to go ahead and get you on the schedule for that, to install that tomorrow. You want me to go ahead and get that in, you on the schedule for tomorrow for that work. I'm okay with that when it's a full system. We understand that full systems might not be a today, but getting them on the schedule today does feel like taking action. So yeah, it's a wonderful thing. Ask for permission, provide the feature and benefit, and then basically do the trial close. Can you see now why more people choose us regardless of any difference in price? So this is a lot of powerful information. I think you said if you can't build your features and benefits, we have a list. Just put features and benefits in the comments, and Gene will set up, I'll set up a time, and we can walk you through helping you build a few of these, and you'll see the structure. But you can also, sometimes we're all a little lazy, you can come to the mansion event and we'll just give them to you if you want to reinvent the watch. I'm okay with that. We'll teach you how, but if not, we'll tell you how, we will teach you how to tell time so much faster by just giving you the watch, giving you the features and benefits of the class.
Guys, I really appreciate you showing up. Don, thanks again for a great episode. We're pushing 37 minutes here now, so I'm going to wrap this up for us. Guys, if you need help before the season gets going and you're in HVAC, plumbing, electrical, roofing, whatever it is, we serve a lot of industries, but especially the HVAC guys, you want to get tuned up before the season hits. Does that sound familiar? Aren't you always telling your customers they need to get their shit tuned up? You need to get your stuff tuned up so that you can maximize the opportunities that you're given. It's getting harder to get leads these days, and we've got to maximize every opportunity. So if you need help, you want information on the mansion, just text me. Telephone number is 239-848-6533. And I'll get you a link where we can schedule an appointment with one of my teammates or myself, and we can get you all the information that you need. And no, we will not be hard closing anybody on a Zoom or a telephone call. All right. We don't need to do that. I don't know who that is, but we will go get them. Thanks, Don. I appreciate you you showing up. Here's a quick video for all of you guys about the mansion event. And also, if you're listening to us on Spotify or on Apple or something like that, that's not a video, could you please go over and tap those 5 stars for us? Maybe say something nice about us. We sure appreciate it. Don, you got anything else before we sign out?
Always great. Good luck. Have a great day. And let's go make some sales today.
Amen. And guys, listen, if you can't afford to send your guys, like from a time perspective, remember, Don does do on-sites. All right. I do them occasionally, but Don is the main point of contact here for on-sites. He can come out and get your guys sharpened before the season hits. So check out this video real quick, and then I'll be right back to close the show out.
I'm Jonah Gorlitz. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. I've been doing HVAC for about 1.5, 2 years now, and I work for Instant Air out of Shepherdsville, Kentucky.
Hi, I'm Kim King. I work with Leaves Nearby, and I've been working with Leaves Nearby for over 8 years, and we work with HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractors.
So my name is Chris Laurentino from Comfort Specialist. We're out of Morris County, New Jersey. I've been in the industry about 17 years now.
Mastermind because it's not just a sales force. Actually, it's not really a sales force at all.
So the reason that I joined the Mastermind is I've seen some people's results online. That
this is different from other events that I've been to. I've been to various contest events for quite a few years now.
They've really taught me how to understand and communicate to the customer well. It's actually my second mansion trip.
From the community of how well some people have done, and I really wanted to be a part of that.
This one is the best space. It's the most glamorous space. And it's basically one training that builds upon each other.
Share in that success. And it felt that the best way to achieve that was to actually get here and get involved in the training. And frankly, in my mind, there's no better way to train than in person.
Since I've been in the class since December, my income has improved, my revenue for the company has improved, my customer relations have improved, and my call volume has decreased while the profits and everything else has increased.
Being here is a unique experience that you can't replicate in just a Zoom class. There's so much more that you get out of this.
And the other events I've been to, it's a lot of information on a lot of topics where this is very concentrated. I feel like it allows you to have more focus.
Boom. Guys, listen, I'm going to make a bold statement here, and some people are going to get upset about this, but I'm going to do it anyways. I'm here to tell you that you will not find a better training experience anywhere else in this world as good as we're going to do in May. So May 29th, I think, through June 2nd, we'll be at the Grand Hala Mansion in Orlando, Florida. You want to fly into MCO, that's the airport code, and just take an Uber over. We're going to get all of your food. You're going to stay at the mansion with us. We're going to hang out after class, eat, break bread together, and continue to talk about the struggles that you're going in. And we're going to get you equipped to go back and have the absolute best year of your life. 6 months after you come and you visit us, you will be unrecognizable to yourself. And there is nobody on the planet that is more qualified to help you get there than Don and myself. So we'll see you at the mansion. Text me if you need info. I'm out, guys. Have a great day. Peace.